Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Daniel in a shotgun set. Takes the snap. Giants bring pressure. Daniel slides left. Now throws a deep ball down the middle of the field. Pass batted away. Incomplete. Janoris Jenkins knocked it away, and the Giants will win the ball game 30-27 in overtime.
Tennessee has crawled back in, taking their first lead moments ago. First and 10 from the 45. McCown deep, picked off by Malcolm Butler. And that'll be all she wrote to Nashville.
First down, they toss it left to Lindsey. Lindsey with behind Garrett Bowles, and Lindsey is loose. Here we go. Fed race 40, 35-30. Phillip Lindsey down the sideline. 15-10-5. Touchdown, Denver. No flags, a run of 65 yards.
We've had two field goals that have been attempted. Neither good, two offsides. Now from 29 for the win. The snap, the kick is on the way, and it is good. And the Los Angeles Chargers win it 33-30. On a field goal from Michael Badgley.
Even though the Steelers were offsides again.
And now it's time for Joe and Evan's picks.
Ah, yes. Now, that was an unbelievable ending to that game. Today's NFL picks brought to you by Brother Supply, your number one source for ICFP tax, water source, heat pumps, and fan coils. The book at Harrah's Resort in Bally's Wild, Wild West Atlantic City. Wager now. By Wallhauer Paint and Design, Benjamin Moore's largest paint dealer in Westchester, Putnam, and Rockland counties. And if you or somebody you know has a gambling problem, call 800-GAMBLER. We move to the final quarter of the NFL season. Week 14, the playoff money run is on. Not for our team, of course, but it certainly is. I continue to have a brutal year. I went 1-2 for the second straight week last year, so I'm now 5 games under at 17-22. And you said you're under 500 now as well.
Yeah, 19-20. I got off to a great start this year. For the first 8 weeks, I could have gone to Vegas and made a lot of money. It has been all downhill since. I also went 1-2, which is a step up because lately it was a lot of 0-3s. I lost with the Atlanta Falcons. What a stupid pick that was. They stink.
Well, how about
the
really?
They're awful. Woo. Awful. I lost with the Bears laying 4 against the New York Giants, and I won with the Eagles. They salvaged my weekend laying the points on Monday night? Yeah, I guess it was Monday night.
Yes.
I'm trying to remember back.
Yes.
Monday night by clearing the number against the Redskins. So 1-2 for the week, 19-20 for the season. Game number one, I'm picking against the Giants again. I'm sorry, Giant fans. And it's not that I think necessarily going to lose this game. I think it was the hook that really sold me. I've got a football team in the Redskins who, despite all their injuries, I think are still competent. Right? They're still competent.
They're still in the mix, too.
They're still there, sure. They win this game, they still have a chance in the NFC East, especially if Philadelphia then beats Dallas.
Yep.
But what really sucked me in, and maybe this is a sucker's bet, maybe it is, we'll find out, is the 3.5 at home. I mean, they get 3.5 points at home against the Giant team that, granted, they've been a lot better in the second half of the year. One thing they have struggled against all year is stopping the run. And obviously, that's going to be the Redskins' game plan with Adrian Peterson. It is going to have to be like Sanchez from 09 and 10, ground and pound, and make a play here and there. The Giants' run defense last week wasn't very good. And think about this. If the brilliant Matt Nagy didn't get away from the run, because remember, he barely gave the ball to Jordan Howard in the second half, it could have been a lot worse. We all saw what Josh Adams did the week before with Philadelphia. So I think the Redskins, even with a banged-up offensive line, will be able to run the ball. The Giants have also been, you know, so up and down from half to half. We've seen that over the last few weeks. And I can't trust them to clear that number on the road. That's asking a lot. So in game number one, give me the Redskins. I'm getting 3.5 at home against the Giants. That line, by the way, moved by about 4 points based, I think, on the injury to Mark Sanchez. Or, I'm sorry, the elevation of Mark Sanchez to starting quarterback.
No doubt.
Which says, dude, the quarterback was Colt McCoy. You're telling me Colt McCoy to Mark Sanchez, Joe, should have the spread move by 4 points?
It's all the perception of Sanchez. Okay. It really is.
Good, then I'm jumping on it. That's game number one. Game number two. Look, the Carolina Panthers have been a disaster. Cam Newton is not healthy. I know that sounds like an excuse, but I think that's the reality here. I just can't see this team continuing to just completely crumble. They're laying two in Cleveland against the Browns. The Browns are coming off a debacle. They turned the ball over a million times. I just think Carolina is going to bounce back, at least this week in Cleveland. They're only laying two. One guy who's been great the last 2 weeks, and it's kind of been forgotten about because of the Panther debacles, has been Christian McCaffrey. He is playing the best football of his career, not just running the ball, but catching the ball out of the backfield. He's had 3 touchdowns the last 2 weeks. He's gone for 100 yards on the ground the last 2 weeks. I think that continues. I think the Panthers, the Panther defense has been dealing with a problem the Jets have had this year. Lately, they can't force a turnover. I think they'll solve that against the rookie quarterback, and I like them to bounce back. So give me Carolina -2 in Cleveland against the Browns. And in game number three, I think Aaron Rodgers is thrilled right now. I think he's thinking to himself, I got rid of Mike McCarthy. Look at me. I'm like LeBron. I'm like Jason Kidd.
Magic.
That's a good one. Thank you. I'm magic. I get rid of coaches. I'm Aaron Rodgers. And I think Aaron Rodgers laying 4 against the Falcons, what a disaster they've been. I think he's going to have a field day. I fully expect a rejuvenated Aaron Rodgers against Atlanta. And Atlanta, you know, I've been on Atlanta all year long. I've had Matt Ryan on my fantasy team. Yippity-doo-dah. That did me a lot of good the last few weeks. He stinks in a big spot. Not that he knows it was crunch time of a fantasy season. But you know what, Joe? It felt that way with the way he played. Certainly felt that way. But the Falcons last week, I watched a lot of that Raven-Falcon game. Oh, my God. They got beat up on the line constantly on both sides of the ball. I think that coach has to be called into question. The offense as a whole, they never run the ball. That's got to be called into question. So even though these are two underachieving teams, I think one team will come out with swagger and the other team will continue to run away and hide. Give me the Packers -4 against Atlanta at home. Game number one, the Redskins getting 3.5 at home against the Giants. The Panthers laying 2 in Cleveland against the Browns. And the Green Bay Packers, Aaron Rodgers fired a coach, laying 4 at home against Atlanta. Those are my picks for week 14. Joe, take it away.
All right, I was 1-2 last week. For the second week in a row, I continue to be brutal, really. I lost with the Browns getting 5.5 in Houston. That didn't work out. It was a turnover fest for Cleveland. I did win with the Seahawks, laying the 10 as they beat up the Niners at home. I also continued alive in the knockout pool with that. I lost with the Bills getting 3.5 in Miami. You know, they covered by 0.5 point, the Dolphins winning 21-17. So 1-2 on the year. Are on the week, 17-22 on the year. Here we go for week 14. I'm taking the Eagles getting 3.5 in Dallas. I just think the Eagles are ready to take off. It would not shock me if the Eagles wind up winning this division. It really wouldn't. You know, 2 straight divisional wins against the Giants, the Redskins last week, and they really would have a chance. Remember, they lost a couple weeks ago in Philadelphia, and the Cowboys are red hot. Lost a couple weeks ago in Philadelphia to Dallas. Cowboys are red hot. They've won 4 straight games, and they're playing as well as anybody. They beat the Saints. A week ago yesterday, held them to 10 points. So they're rolling. I just got a feeling Philly's ready to make the move. You know, they're starting to get healthy. Wentz is starting to play a lot better. Josh Adams is really added to the running game. He's been really good for them. Darren Sproles is back. You know, you forget about him. You forgot he was even on a team. He was injured for a long time. He's back and doing his thing. I just got a feeling here. Dallas is ripe for a beating after 4 straight losses. I really do. I still don't buy the Cowboys are as good as they're playing. I know the defense is very good. And I'm getting a hook. I'm getting a 3.5. Give me the Eagles +3.5 on Sunday afternoon in Dallas. That's game one. Game two, this is my knockout pick for the week as well. I was thinking about Buffalo, but I can't let the Jets, if they win, take me out of the pool, so I can't do it. I'm taking the Broncos -4 in San Francisco. Little shaky about this game. I don't like the fact that Emmanuel Sanders is done for the year. That's a big hit for the Broncos. But they're playing terrific football. They won 3 games in a row. They beat the Chargers. They beat the Steelers. They won last week as well. Philip Lindsay had a real big game. Beat the Bengals in Cincinnati last week with Lindsay having a huge game running the football. They still have a real good defense. And I just think the Niners right now are playing for how high of a draft choice they're going to get. I know it's on the road, but I just like the way Denver's playing. So I'm going to take a flyer here, and I'm taking them in the knockout pool as well. Give me the Broncos laying four in San Francisco against the Niners. And finally, I'm kind of taking a little stretch here, but I'm taking the Raiders getting 9.5 against the Steelers at home. I just don't like the what I've seen from Pittsburgh the last few weeks. They're on a two-game losing streak. It really should be three. They were very fortunate to win that game in Jacksonville 3 weeks ago. You know, they lose this last week to L.A. They blew a big lead to the Chargers, two touchdowns. It was the first time in since Tomlin's been there, Steelers blew a two-touchdown lead at home and lost. They hadn't done that. It's unbelievable. And the Chargers come back and win that crazy ending to that game. The Raiders are showing you a little bit of life. They really are. They gave the Chiefs a game last week. I know it's a rivalry game, a big division game. When they play Kansas City, they only lost by a touchdown. They were in that game all the way. I just got a feeling here. You're getting 9.5. I liked it better at 11, but I'm going to take it at 9.5. Give me the Raiders plus 9.5 at home against the Steelers. So the Beningo picks for week 14. I like the Eagles getting 3.5 in Dallas. I like the Broncos laying 4 in San Francisco. I like the Raiders getting 9.5 at home against the Steelers. The Joe Beningo, Evan Roberts, Pro Football Picks. Unbelievably, week 14 in the NFL.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.